Everybody, welcome back to the Life Without Limits podcast. I am Yogi Roth, and I want to say thanks for all the comments, the notes, the reviews. They're absolutely epic, and thanks for coming along on this journey. I think I've heard from a variety of you that you've enjoyed these short little podcasts on this 2016 European tour, and I really appreciate the feedback. And if you don't like it, let me know too. But it's been something fun for me to do. As you know, every year I kind of have a different angle as a storyteller that becomes my muse on these trips, whether it's Instagramming, documentary like Life in a Walk, whether it's blogging. This year I decided to try the podcast thing out, and it's been an absolute blast. So I want to make sure that I fill you in on the last leg of the trip. I was supposed to go to Biarritz, France, and surf this epic longboard wave. And sometimes in travel it happens. Flights get delayed, things don't work out, and it was going to take away a day and a half or so of my travel. So once I couldn't get out of Dubrovnik to Biarritz, I said, let's just go to London and see what this city is all about. So away I went, and really had a chance to check out a lot. Went to the West End, had to go to the theater, saw Kinky Boots, which if you haven't seen it, oh my God, you will laugh, you will cry, you will give a standing ovation. I didn't know anything about it. You know, my brother is a theater actor in New York City. I've been around theater my whole life, but never saw Kinky Boots. And it was all about accepting people for who they are. And it's kind of like traveling, right? You accept the other cultures, the communities for who they are, what they bring to the table, and in turn, they respect you. And to me, I believe that's the karmic element of traveling. And you know, I'm reading this new book, and within it, it describes karma. And it says sometimes the definition isn't necessarily on point. They actually define it as what you do in the present will redeem the past and thereby change the future. And I think that's pretty cool. And if we live with purpose, especially when we're exploring, whether we're exploring our community, our own lives, or foreign countries, hopefully we could do it with a cause, because a life with cause is a life that hopefully has a little bit of an effect. So this podcast has had a major effect on me. I'm pumped for our next couple of guests. We're going to get back to exploring what it means to be human. But I wanted to put a button on this tour. First and foremost, you're going to see a picture associated with this podcast. And you've guessed it, it's going to be a picture of my shoes. And I've been doing this for a long time. And to give you the quick backstory, if you don't know it, when I was 19, my dad retired from his job as a stockbroker. It was one of his careers. He did 17 years and he retired. And I can remember calling his office and a woman answered the phone. And I said, hey, is my dad there? And she said, no, Yogi, he just took off. But can you let him know that he left his shoes under his desk? I said, sure. Thinking, you know, sometimes that happens, right? If you're in a corporate environment, you have the comfy shoes and you wear the dress shoes to work. And I called home and I said, hey, Dad, congratulations on being retired. That's awesome. But I talked to the woman at the office and she said that you left your shoes there. And he kind of had this little chuckle. And he goes, yeah, I did it on purpose. I was like, what do you mean did it on purpose? He goes, yeah, as a wrestler, as my dad was, he was an all-state wrestler in high school. Because as a wrestler, when you finish your career, you leave your shoes in the center of the mat, signifying you left your heart and soul on the mat with that sport. And at 19, that struck me. It struck a major chord. And literally for the last, gosh, now 12 years, as I travel around the world, just trying to live a life without limits, trying to seek my purpose, find that personal legend, I always leave my shoes. And it is a symbol saying, I left my heart and my soul here. I gave you, Europe 2016, everything I possibly had. And I know it's kind of silly and might seem super weird or whatever, but I like to walk. You know, I walked almost, I don't know, 20 miles a day on this trip, you know. But yeah, so I'm leaving them here in Hyde Park, and you're going to see a picture of those shoes. As well, some of you may or may not know, but over the last couple of years, I've been sneakily doing some spoken word poetry. I've always loved to write. I believe that as a kid, it was really where I found my salvation. You know, I'd write in my journals, I would write articles. As I got older, I dove into the book world and into the film world, and I've always loved the process of writing, and I've also enjoyed the process of performing. So I've been doing some sneaky spoken word poetry on the side, and I wrote one here in the park, and I want to share it with you as we finish up this segment of the travel series and the Life Without Limits podcast. So hope you enjoy it. I want to say thanks for all your love and support along the way, and hopefully share this podcast with a friend. If you think it's cool, and if you want to see it improve, let me know as well. I'm coachable in that regard. So here we go. We're going to finish this thing off. It's called 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, I set out to get lost. And like on every trip, we get found. And of course, we get accustomed to that sound. The sound of other accents, passerbyers, and seekers galore. And as a traveler for the last 12 years, I keep saying I want more and more. More of what? Well, that's where it gets interesting. As it's both simple and confusing, and of course, even somewhat amusing. In London, Paris, and Venice, it was about exploring and getting connected to the language of the world, which is loved, by the way, and universally respected. A random boat trip in Venice full of vomit and meditation. If you could only see it, it was utter tension. But we made it to Croatia, where it was full on, charging in a small car. The first big stop was Plitvice Lakes, definitely not a pond. To Split, Hvar, and Dubrovnik we went, pretending we were in the Game of Thrones, with no clue what that meant. Yeah, I wasn't a throner, but that will alter as the old city walls makes you lean in like you're at the altar. So this trip, what was the point? Why go? Why seek? Why get lost? Well, it makes me feel alive, exploring what my dad calls the free fun at zero cost. Like on every trip, we set up to see things, and we actually see ourselves in ways we never knew. And as travelers, when we board our flight home, there is nothing like saying, hey, nice to get reintroduced to you. The muse on this trip was walking in each city and recording on this podcast. Some stories as I listen back are weird, overdramatic, and at times hilarious. And with technology now, well, they will last. But that is what stories do. They remain, get passed on, and connect us all in universal ways. They offer a nudge to seek our personal legend, to go and, well, for me, find my play. The power of play, yeah, a ball saved my life. And here I sit, still traveling solo in Hyde Park. Sorry, Mom. Not yet, no wife. It's a pressure many people my age talk about, but I don't feel it anymore. I think it's inflicted by the outside world cutting us, but it's like it's with someone else's hand to our core. You know, outside the tube each night, a homeless man would play his guitar, acoustic and pure. He seemed to have nothing, but with each strum, felt so sure. My mind imagined him playing a melody about what it means to be human. Oh yeah, the point of the Life Without Limits podcast. Have we found that answer yet? Maybe. Maybe it's living with a flame that burns so bright that attracts others to your epic light. You know, our dad says we either have time or money, not both. And I think that time offers us the greatest growth. But who's to say what is right or wrong? Let's just live our story, our song. So to be human, I think it's to find out what makes us feel most alive. And then go for it, jump, and take a massive leap like you're a kid off the high dive. So the only limits we have are the ones we set ourselves. So yeah, like the alchemist says, to seek our personal legend, let's delve. 3 weeks ago, I set out to get lost. And like on every trip, we get found. And of course, we get accustomed to that sound. The sound of other accents, passerbyers, seekers, and even birds galore. And as a traveler for the last 12 years, I think I'll keep saying I want more. So Europe 2016, here are my shoes, my soul, and my heart. Cheers to exploring. Alongside college football, quite possibly my favorite art. Peace.